10 years of the re-established Market Harbour Secret as we see it today. It did disband in the 50s, not long after the war, with its low numbers and sort of less of a need sort of back then, I suppose. So yeah, we thought it was a great idea some 10 years ago to expand the Sea Cadets that was back then Northants and Leicestershire Sea Cadets. There was only 5 units covering the 2 counties, and we had a bit of an expansion drive. We're up to 11 now, I think, 11 units across the 2 counties. So yeah, we thought of Market Harbour, approached the Royal Navy Association at the time and the Royal British Legion, who have long been supporters since those initial conversations, and yeah, we've been operating out of the Army Cadet Building and the Church Hall adjacent to it, and yeah, we've had the best part of 200 cadets come through the door over the time. Some of them have joined the armed forces, some of them have gone on to do well at university and go into different parts of life. Some of them have sort of sailed through and got involved in other activities for which they choose. So yeah, we keep going. It's great that we can expand. It's great that we've got more numbers coming through, but also the offer that we have is increasing as well. So it's all about giving our members a greater head start, really. And if they can leave us doing something better than what they thought they were going to do before they joined us, then to us that's a win-win.
And the new Royal Marines Cadets unit, that sounds, really exciting.
The Royal Marine Cadets, so where we have the Royal Marines that are associated with the Royal Navy, the Sea Cadets sort of have the same. And it's great that they can not only get involved in all of the field craft and all of the outdoor, with the wonderful stuff, but they can sort of hybrid and get involved in all of what the Sea Cadets have to offer as well. So if you're the sort of person that likes getting outdoors, loves all the water-based activity that we do, but also loves getting into sort of the combat uniform that we wear, get involved out in the field and learn lots of more leadership and sort of teamwork sort of based activity, camp craft, and also get involved in some of the weapons, safe handling of weapon systems that we have, then certainly it's another string to our bow and another offer that we've got to the community.
And for people that aren't aware, obviously you mentioned it earlier with the town being kind of landlocked, a long way from the sea, but obviously you do get involved on the water.
Indeed, we're very active on the water. So for the last sort of 10 years, we've been operating out of one of our training centres that's based at Thrapston, just on the other side of Kettering. It's where our regional training centre is that offers sailing, windsurfing, kayaking, canoeing, powerboating, a whole host of activity from beginner, grassroots level, all the way up to instructor level, which is absolutely fantastic. But within lockdown, that became a bit of a challenge, moving cadets in vehicles and the ability for some parents to move their children and so on. So we reapproached the marina or the basin up within Harborough, and under new management, they welcomed us with open arms. We've been able to bring some kit across, and now we offer boating within Harborough, which is great. So the cadets can walk there, get wet, have a great time, have lots of great activity on the water, and walk home with squidgy feet. It's brilliant.
Brilliant. Yeah. Oh, great stuff. Yeah, no, it's fab. And I know people may think it's just that, but in terms of the sort of sailing, but I know you mentioned there's various other activities, the youngsters get up to as well.
So not only involved in the activities on the water, we can get involved, so we also deliver lots of land-based activity, whether it be drilling, ceremonial communications, first aid. There's access to marine engineering, to aviation available as well. As we've got these 2 big aircraft carriers, they need to train the pilots somewhere, and those training schools, the cadets have access to those training schools, which is fantastic. There's various camps that marine cadets get to go on at various military estate around the country. So yeah, there's lots of both water-based and land-based activity, as well as progressional activity that can go alongside the academic efforts that are being made in schools.
Yes.
So you can get BTEC diplomas, level 1 and level 2 in personal development and leadership. There's level 2 in internship of leadership and management. The cadets can get up to level 3 when they're a bit older, as well as access to the DfE awards from bronze, silver and gold. So there's a whole host of activity that we do that is all there as part of giving our members a greater head start in life, being one of our aims. It's not about joining the armed forces, it's using us as a stepping stone to sort of give yourself a better offer.
Yeah, fabulous. No, it's brilliant what you guys offer. And just last question for me is, have you got a number of sort of youngsters that are part of the unit at the moment?
We've got 65 at the moment. The numbers have done phenomenally well. We've recruited 30 since July last year.
Wow.
Through this additional capacity, bringing us to one knot a week. And it's great. We've got great affiliations with Welland Park Academy, where we share facilities, and other affiliations around the town with Harbour Community Bus and so on. So all of these partnerships and different organisations working together, it's really enabled us to excel what we do and what we offer. And it's great that we can increase those numbers. And as I say, with that additional capacity of 24, it'd be great to really get across, you know, that sort of 75-80 milestone that we've never ever had before.